Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Dave Buechelman and Trisha Van Zee with the Pella Youth Coalition join us on today's program to talk about the organization hoping to increase awareness of drug and alcohol use among area teams and help find ways to combat its increase. Well, Dave and Trisha, we're here today to talk about an upcoming event that's really been a work in process now for many, many months, and it has to do with a group called the Pella Youth Coalition. And for our listeners that may have heard some of our previous interviews or those who haven't, remind them of what this group really is all about.
Yep. So last spring, a group from the Pella Police Department and Pella Schools, both Christian and community, met, and we tried to find a way to bridge this gap of we just think that kids are making decisions and choices and parents maybe aren't quite aware of what's out in the world as far as drugs and alcohol use is going. And so we just tried to find a way to go ahead and provide people with the necessary tools and information to go ahead and make good choices in their lives.
Chief Bokinski and Greg Ebeling have been on here before to talk about some of the increase that we've seen in regards to that drug use. And it's something that is growing here, unfortunately, in the community.
We're just similar to everybody else. So the usage rates is going up, and unfortunately there's been just some unfortunate incidents that really spurred this on.
And Trisha, I've been to one of the meetings, and you really described this as an opportunity to unite Pella as a whole, regardless of Pella and Pella Christian, and to really maybe uncover or at least open some eyes to this problem. Because unlike other communities where it's everywhere, Pella sometimes doesn't seem to always bring that to light. And this is an opportunity to maybe bring some of those issues to the forefront.
Absolutely. You know, part of my passion is making sure that we are all aware. It's impacting all of us, whether you are a student, a parent, a business leader. This is impacting our entire community. It's touching all of us.
And how did you get involved with this? And what are those conversations that you're starting to have with this entire group?
So I was asked if I'd be interested in attending the first meeting, and possibly people know I have a passion. I have a passion for creating a safe place emotionally and physically for students to have things to do, to draw boundaries as a parent. And along with that, I have a passion for influencing the community positively. And so I want to make sure that people are empowered with information. Part of what I see in our community, and we've talked about among the group, is that there are some people that are just not aware of what is actually happening. There are some that have heard maybe about the escalating, and they don't necessarily believe it. There are folks who are embedded in this challenge, and they don't know what to do about it. And then we also have students, and we have adults in our community that are accepting the reality, or perhaps supporting the reality. And so we are coming together to figure out how do we address all of these groups of people.
Well, and there's an event that is really going to be a kickoff to some of the conversations, opening it to the broader community. You've had about 30, 40 people or so working on this, but there's an event coming up on August 1 that will be of interest to many here in the city.
Correct. And we are divided and conquered into three subgroups. And so the three subgroups are a parent action group, a student action group, and then a community resource network. So the parent action group is really focused on getting information out there and starting conversations. So this is not going to be a polished presentation and event, but on August 1 from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Vermeer Pavilion, we are hoping to gather hundreds of adults, influencers, parents, teachers, business people to come together and learn what is our current reality. And so we have an agenda laid out to understand the reality from student survey perspective, the reality from EMS perspective, the reality from the school perspective, and the reality from parents who are in it or have been through it.
When it comes to the overall future long-term goals of this group, what are the kinds of things that you're hoping to do by bringing all these organizations together? What maybe, I guess, is the end goal of what this event may start and will continue throughout many, many years?
I think it's hard to know what the end goal is right now, but we shouldn't lose focus that there's just hope through this whole process. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you're at, you could be a first responder, you could be suffering as a parent with a child or as a user yourself or just as a loved one, as a neighbor, there's hope in this whole situation, mm-hmm. in this whole process. So we just want to give people just information and a feeling that they're not alone, that there's no judgment, that there's no pride here. It's just a matter of we're just here trying to help others make positive changes for their lives.
And Tricia, one of the things that you want to really emphasize about this group, the Pella Youth Coalition, and your ongoing conversations is that you want it to be an open and honest place, both not only with the conversations that are happening maybe at the meetings, but moving forward for the entire community.
Absolutely. It's going to take the entire community to be a part of this. And we want to ensure that regardless where you're at and why you're feeling connected to this, there's no shame. There's no blame. We need to break through the silence. We realize that risky behavior choices happen in isolation. They happen in silence. Our Dutch fronts have a tendency to cause us to be silent and maintain an image. We know there's no single solution, and this is a journey with no end. No one planned to be in this place, and it's going to take all of us working together. So our theme is based on free. We are free to be. We are free to be a better me, and we are free to be a better we together.
Once again, all concerned residents are invited to the Pella Youth Coalition kickoff event on Wednesday, August 1st from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Vermeer Global Pavilion. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.